Gracious viewers, welcome to Good People, Good Works. When we travel, we often bring back souvenirs as remembrances of the interesting places we have visited. Do you ever wish you could leave behind something to thank the people and land that warmly hosted you during your vacation? On today's show, we would like to introduce Medicines Global, a unique nonprofit organization that helps benevolent travelers give back to the communities they have visited. Janice Belson, Executive Director of Medicines Global, explains more about the organization.
What if every adventure traveler became a courier of much-needed medical supplies to the far corners of the globe? What impact would that simple act of kindness and care have on the state of healthcare across the globe? For 9 years, I've had this dream and have reached out to people who adventure travel. Because where people adventure travel, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Nepal, Tibet, to those countries that people travel to hike, to trek, to bike, to find their love of nature, their love of adventure, which is the fastest growing segment of the travel industry. They always are in areas that people are impacted with health problems, and came up with this idea more than 9 years ago that travelers could so easily take a box of Band-Aids, a tube of antibacterial cream, basic humanitarian first aid supplies.
Medicines Global is always looking for new ways to encourage individuals and groups to make a difference in the lives of others by participating in the Give Back or GB program.
And so when they're traveling amongst villages and children come up and say, I want a pen, I want candy, I want gum, you just find out where the nearest health post is. And usually you'll find a health post that's no bigger than 3 meters by 3 meters, and you'll find someone that's been there for 20 years. The boxes of candy may be bigger than the boxes of Band-Aids. And we started it because I had had this dream that travelers could do so much more, and it would be one-on-one.
Medicines Global conducted its first mission in 1999. Since then, the organization has sponsored 7 expeditions to Nepal, Mongolia, Russia, Siberia, Tibet, Ecuador, Sri Lanka, El Salvador, and hurricane-ravaged Mississippi, USA, to deliver medicine and food.
The idea had always come to me when I was traveling in Nepal that I saw children that were blind. I saw young children with their fingertips missing. And so I questioned that. I was a photographer. I was there in 1992 and discovered that it was a vitamin A deficiency in young children. It was definitely a nutritional problem. And the way to cure that nutritional problem was to take pharmaceutical-grade vitamin A. And that was through WHO. And when we went into Nepal 9 years ago, we took enough vitamin A for 3,000 children. We took enough medication to deliver to 3 hospitals. And that was just the beginning. We took with us a president of an outdoor company that was major, and we took our supplies. We took a doctor. And we were in Nepal, and we were trekking, and we went from village to village. And, you know, a year later, I found us doing this again and taking other members of the outdoor industry. We have delivered on 18 different trips to Tibet, to Ecuador, to El Salvador. We do these trips that are high profile. We'll take an actor or a musician or a model, and we'll do it so that we gain some publicity.
In addition to their humanitarianism work in remote and underdeveloped areas, in 2004, Medicines Global established the extended program, Medicines Global Outdoor Youth Ambassadors, or MGOYA, which recruits urban kids living in high-risk area to unite their mission to bring aid to countries in need.
Now we have the Medicines Global Outdoor Youth Ambassadors. And we created that so that we could get at-risk students, kids that were involved in the inner cities, where drive-by shootings were common. The school we walked into, they had 45 drive-by shootings, over 30 killings in 1 year, 3 years ago. So we walked into the school, we gave the kids cameras, we gave them nutrition from Whole Foods Market. I worked with them for 6 months and then was able to choose the students that first trip to go to Sri Lanka with supplies.
Through this network, urban youth participate in outdoor activities such as hiking, climbing, and camping, while at the same time learning to care for the needy and help our less fortunate brothers and sisters around the world.
You see kids losing fingers or people having scratched up feet and have to get amputated because they don't have the cream to stop the infection. And with these things, we can prevent them from getting the body parts amputated, and you can allow a kid to have a smile and be a kid.
When Good People, Good Works returns, we'll follow the kids on one of their missions to the Himalayan region, where they discover the shocking evidence of global warming. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The individual traveler, wherever you go on a trip, you pack an extra box of Band-Aids. And you find that health post. It doesn't have to be in the refugee camps where you have large relief going on. A very simple philosophy is one backpack, one Band-Aid at a time.
Welcome back to Good People, Good Works. Today's show features Medicines Global, a nonprofit organization founded by Janice Belson. The group motivates adventurous travelers to donate medical supplies to countries afflicted with nutritional and health problems.
In 2003, we were on the Annapurna Trail, and people were just beginning to talk about global warming very seriously. And we looked up at the high Himalayas, and I had recalled being in Nepal 10 years before when we went over the Dalagari Glacier. Now, the Dalagari Glacier is one of the most famous glaciers in Nepal, the Dalagari mountain range. And the Dalagari Glacier had been all the way down to the river.
Recently, four outdoor youth ambassadors from Watts, California, USA, participated in a medical supply delivery project in Nepal. The students participating in the work also witnessed further evidence of global warming during their journey through the mountains.
They turned around and they looked at the high mountains, the Himalayas, the highest mountains on the planet that have always been snow-covered, always filled with snow. And there were huge black separations. And the Sherpas told us this was the first time that they saw this evidence of the high snow. Then we got to where the Dalagari Glacier was. Now remember, in 1992, it was all the way down to the Kalagandaki River. 2003, it had gone up 1,000 feet. When we walked through it in last year in 07, it was more than 2,500 feet up. It had completely receded. This affected the kids, and they began to talk about global warming. And so you can see this in this walk piece. There is a magnificent young man, an African-American boy that I had worked with for 4 years, camping, hiking, all kinds of things. He speaks also articulately about the need to not have these multi-billion dollar protocols.
This area usually was covered by snow, but over the past 10 years, the snowpack has receded about 1,000 feet, so as I thought about it, I'm like, the issues of global warming are pretty serious.
She said, we gotta keep walking, keep walking. She said, we gotta keep walking on.
Based on their personal experiences, the young people who have participated in the Medicines Global Outdoor Youth Ambassadors, or MGOYA, are now urging global citizens to do their part in saving our environment. They have discovered that the most effective way to combat climate change is for individuals to begin to go green daily and on a personal level.
So let's all please, let's go green. Let's do it for everybody in this world, not just ourselves. Let's not be selfish.
If we can walk 12 miles through the mountains of Nepal, sometime going up vertical paths, is it really too much to ask to maybe walk to the mile instead of driving the 2 miles from our house? I mean, where everyone's thinking about these big quota protocols and these multi-billion dollar ways to stop global warming, and yet we're overlooking the simplest things in the world, just walking to the store, walking to the mall. It doesn't take $1 billion to stop global warming if we would all just do our part.
The United Nations has reported that meat production for human consumption emits more greenhouse gases than all transportation sectors combined. Thus, Medicine Global is taking the initiative to produce the vegan, meaning animal-free diet, and other sustainable practices into their program.
We will introduce the idea of be vegan, go green. We are just beginning to institute better eating than potato chips for breakfast.
We should use whatever influence we have, whatever resource we have, to help better our fellow man.
Medicines Global received a Peace Cereal grant in 2003. The organization not only spreads life-saving medicines to the needy, but also brings peace and comfort to countless impoverished families around the world.
In a way, mirroring the giant work that relief workers do, and that's what has drawn me so much to the work of Supreme Master.
Miss Belson is a gifted artist and photographer. She had attended the book release event in California, USA for the English premiere of Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, Celestial Art. She shares her appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heaven-inspired artwork and how it helps the world.
First of all, it was heart-opening. I felt, quite honestly, it's so magnificent because it can give the world such a survey of the incredible work that Supreme Master has done, and a true gift, true gift. I think no matter what art form you're in, the great art is when it's in balance and it's in harmony. It just sings, and all of her work does that. I feel I have my one element of photography, and I'd love to be able to really take my talent and make her work more evident to people. I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, you know, all of us as artists, I think that's a gift from God, and I think it's through art that we'll humanize our planet.
Medicine Global is truly a pioneer in acting as a travel guide for those travelers with adventure coupled with compassion in their hearts.
We all are adventure travelers in our heart, in our spirit, where we go. What if every adventure traveler became a courier of much-needed medical supplies to the far corners of the earth? What impact would that simple act of kindness and care have on the state of healthcare across the globe? And I thank you, and thank you, Supreme Master. And I look forward to being with all of you that are so impassioned about the better things in life. And if we all work together and think of seven generations from now, we can hold on to this precious earth.
We thank Ms. Janice Belson and all involved with Medicines Global for their noble work in aiding the less fortunate around the world. May heaven bless these selfless endeavors with ever more success. Friendly viewers, thank you for joining us on today's Good People, Good Works. Our show airs every Sunday here on Supreme Master Television. Stay tuned for The World Around Us, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine love grace your life with beauty and blessings.